sit at your feet this morning to hear from you. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, Father, that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Let it be so this morning. So we embrace your word today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The book of James is a strong book. It rebukes us. It corrects us. And so, this is good. We need it. The Bible is described as a sharp double-edged sword, and sometimes the Word of God does its work. had said, I had a bathroom revelation one day. I told you this before. Sitting in the bathroom at Auburn High School, go to Washington State, visit your sister, and I will, there's a work for you to do up there. I immediately said, go to the room, call your wife and tell her. But I don't hear voices like that very often, and it wasn't audible, but it was clear as a bell. So I went to the room, supposed to go to Washington. We met the Cowboys later for summer vacation for teachers. We went to Washington State. Long story short, we ended up in Everett, Washington. mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, you must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and caught by the wind. But a man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. Now, when you have a trial, when you go through difficulty, here's a question. Is your first reaction joy? Really? Can we tell the truth here? Okay. Anybody know, boy, you know, somebody says smile here comes the trial. You know? I watch smile here comes the trial. The testing of your faith, the word for trial here really means testing. God will allow your faith to be tested. Now, we will read in just a moment, he will never tempt you to do evil. God doesn't say, here, this is seductive, go for this. That's never the Lord. The tempter is the devil. But God will allow you to go through testings. Testings. And those testings will be fired up. Where are you, Lord? Why did you let this happen to me? Why did this occur? A brother that I admire greatly, you've probably heard on the radio, is Greg Laurie. And his son was killed on the 91 freeway, running into a street sweeper, abruptly. They went to tell Pastor Greg, and he fell on the floor and just laid there for a while. Just lost his son. His son knew the Lord. Chuck Smith, my pastor for many years, who's long now deceased, used to say that when something happens that you don't understand, just fall back on what you do understand. And what we do understand is that God is love. We only need to look to the cross to know that. So no matter what comes my way, I cannot argue about the love of God, because God demonstrates his love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so we are loved by God, and the testing of our faith, it says here, develops perseverance. The word perseverance is hupomone. It means to keep going even when you're under a crushing weight. Under affliction. Persevere. To continue. And we have to have a proven faith. The parable of the sower, you know what? He throws the seed out, first one the bird eats it up, go on, I don't believe a word. The second one is the one to be careful of. You have a shallow faith. You know, sounds good. Being a Christian, okay. Eternal life, why not? That sounds good. But you put down no roots. To put down a root is to say, I have decided to follow Jesus. There's no turning back. I will get into the Word. I will get into fellowship. I will follow Christ. And so as you do that, you make a commitment. And then when the afflictions come, you go, Lord, I don't understand it, but I believe. And he's the one holding on to you, really. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He who has begun a good work in you will carry it forward to completion until the day of Christ. Philippians 1:6. And it also says that God who was able to keep you from falling to present you before his glorious presence without spot and with exceeding great joy, giving the glory, majesty, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages now and forevermore. June 24, my favorite benediction. But our part is to persevere through trials. I don't like trials. I don't have the Lord place in me, some I know. But I know it's going to happen. Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God isn't in the business of torturing you. He loves you. He wants to bless you. He cares for you. He's tender. But there will be testings that he will allow us to face. Testings. Maybe it's persecution. There's much persecution in the world. We in the United States are one of the few places left where we can have this kind of freedom. Whether it's a bad night's sleep or a sickness or a crying baby, I don't know what it will be. Maybe someone will bump into your fender. Why did that happen? Whatever it is, the testing of our faith is the ability to say, Lord, I don't understand this, but I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. And your faith matures through trials. That's what the Word says. Your faith is more precious than gold purified mature. A mature Christian is one who has moved on. Turn to Romans chapter 5, please. I'll give you a cross-reference and help you turn to it. Romans 5. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So Paul's right there at the end of Romans. You realize that you are saved by faith. That Christ has risen from the dead. And if you chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. So, every gift and perfect gift is from above. If it's given, it's from God. Remember when Jesus met the rich young ruler and he said, "Teacher, what thing must I do to be saved?" "A good teacher." And Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? There is nothing good but God." There is someone good, really. He's the goodness in us. And every good and perfect gift is from him. We did this study about baptism, remember? And we quoted Galatians where Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life that I live by faith in the Son of God." Basically, like, you know, when you came to Jesus, you died. We buried your old self. The old Roger is dead. And now that God looks on me, or he looks on you, who does he see? He sees Jesus in you. And you make a daily choice to live the resurrected life. You're crucified with Christ. Your sins were on that cross. You're buried with Christ. You died with him. But now he is risen, and you rise with him. And you're now seated in the heavenly places with him. You are risen with him. He is your life. Only Christ who is your life and theirs. You will appear with him in glory. Christ in you, Colossians says, is the hope of glory. In Christ is the fullness of the deity of God in bodily form. And you, us, have been given fullness in Christ. Oh, Jesus, I receive you. I receive you. And I have your mercy and your love. You're with me. The Holy Spirit is a deposit, guaranteeing the good things to come. A thief come down to steal and to kill and to destroy Satan. Look what he's done. Look what he's done to this generation of children. Look what's happening in our fallen world. The deceiver, the prince of the lower atmosphere, the god of this world, Satan, is destroying lives. But Jesus said, "But I have come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly to the full. Come unto me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me. I'm gentle and humble in spirit. You'll find rest for your soul." Jesus Christ comes. He heals us. He forgives us. He cleans us. He's the life in us. He's our righteousness, holiness, and redemption, our wisdom from God. I am crucified with Christ, but Christ lives in me. Roger is dead. He's still, the old Roger still rears his head probably every afternoon at a certain time. I don't know. But I know that I'm new. I declare it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, all things are made new. Every good and perfect gift is from above. All of it. And if God is a giver of good gifts, Jesus said, "Ask and you will receive." That's in the Greek continual. Knockings. You will keep knocking, and the door will be open. You know, ask, knock, seek, and you will find. And he said, if you who are able now to give good gifts to your children, you know, your child said, "Mommy, I'm really hungry." You know, you just rock right here. No, you wouldn't give your child a stone. You give your child something to eat. If you, us who are able now to give good gifts to our children, how much more will your Father give the Holy Spirit or give good gifts to those who ask him? Every good and perfect gift is from above. And he gave us birth through the word of truth. How do we get born? How do you become a Christian? You believe the Bible, don't you? And it says that we have been, and Peter, it says 1 Peter chapter 1, you've been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of an imperishable seed, the living and enduring word of God. Now listen, folks, I have a garden at home. And I've gotten for trying to do my seed this year. Instead of Bible starch, you know, you go to Home Depot, get little plants, and that's it. That works better. A lot of my seed didn't work. A lot of my seeds did not work. But my irrigation system needs improving. I learned this year with my wife and I. So not every one of my seeds proved to be imperishable. Many of them perished. 22. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. You know how to listen to the word, but doesn't do what it says, like a man who looks in his face in the mirror, and afterwards he looks at himself, he goes away, and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently at the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he's heard, but doing it, he'll be blessed in what he does. So here's the being of the book of James. Be a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word. Or else you're like a guy that looks in the mirror and forgets what he looks like. Now sometimes I would rather forget what I look like. Sometimes I'm like, I feel pretty good, I'm really good. But the fact is that with the Word of God, we need to remember it. When we look into it, not just, we need to remember it. Real quick, let me show you an interesting scripture. Turn to Ezekiel 33. Interesting cross-reference I'm going to give you right here. Ezekiel 33. How many of you are aware of where is Ezekiel? Well, turn to Isaiah and go right. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, right before Daniel. Chapter 33. It's good for you to turn pages, by the way. Most of us stick together because of another dirt. See, watch this. Watch this one right here. Watch. These guys just have to pull them apart. They just stick. That's all another dirt. Okay. Ezekiel 33. Verse 30. 33:30. But as for you, son of man, your countrymen are talking together about you with the walls, the doors of their house. And saying to each other, come and hear the message that has come from the Lord. My people come to you, as they usually do, and they sit before you to listen to your words, but they don't put them into practice. With their mouths they express devotion, and their hearts are greedy, for unjust gain. Indeed, to them you are nothing more than one who sings love songs with a beautiful voice and plays an instrument. Well, for they hear your words, but they don't put them into practice. Wow. So they go there and listen to Ezekiel the prophet, and oh, he's a prophet. I like the way he teaches. He's got a pretty voice. Kind of like a song, but they weren't doing anything that he said. We don't want to just hear teaching, though, that was really nice, and then go away and forget like a mirror what we're hearing. Help us, God, to be doers of the word. Jesus in John 13, after he had washed the disciples' feet, he said, you understand what I've done for you? I'm your Lord, but I'm your servant. Now that you understand these things, you will be blessed if you do them. The blessing is in the doing. Let's say that again, everybody. The blessing is in the doing. Be a doer of the word. You guys have come and helped set up the church early and stuff like that. There's joy in it. And you know it. As we do the word, we have joy. Turn back to James now. We're going to finish up the chapter and close with a song from our sister Anna. So, if you look into the word that gives freedom, that will be God's word. God's word can set you free. You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. You will be blessed in what you do. Finally, verse 26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. We will get to chapter 3, where the tongue of the tongue can be set on fire by hell. You know what? The tongue that is a game can do great damage. We'll talk about that more. One rumor can destroy a man. One rumor can destroy a man. A malicious lie. And Satan loves to do that. We don't this year, and I wanted to go back and see them. He is a man that has written a couple books. He used to work in the Bush White House. And I don't really know about that, but I got to actually look at some president stories. But I got to see him in the presidential.